نستعينه ونستغفره. نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the taqwa of Allah, and don't die unless you are in a state of Al-Islam. With no doubt that wealth, money, property is one of the blessings of Allah and one of the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of Allah's names is Ar-Razzaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the provider. And one of the things that he provides us with is the wealth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has supplied us with the wealth. But in the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made rules and regulation concerning our money and our wealth. Therefore, a Muslim has to understand that he in his property, in his money, in his wealth, is a trustee, is a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has trusted him with this money to see how he going to handle it. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told us, "Inna hadhihi ad-dunya hulwatun khadira wa inna Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mustakhlifakum fiha fayanzura kayfa ta'malun fattaqu ad-dunya wattaqu an-nisa." Indeed, this dunya, this life, is green and pleasant. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala putting you in a charge. And Allah will see how you're going to conduct yourself. How you're going to handle this dunya. How you're going to utilize these good things that in this dunya, which one of them is the money. So be aware of women and be aware of the dunya. One of the problems with some Muslims that they did not know how to utilize their money. As a result of this, they go in the extreme, which we call israf, or we call tabzir. They did not know how to handle. They did not how to fear Allah in their money. And they feel that this is their money, this is my money, this is my dollar, so I can do whatever I want with it. You did not create this hand. You did not create this mind. And don't be like Qarun. قَالَ إِنَّمَا أُوْتِيْتُهُ عَلَى عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Qarun, which one of the Prophet Musa's community, when his community advised him and admonish him concerning the way how he handled his wealth, he said, indeed I've been given this wealth because I am smart, because I'm intelligent, because I went to Europe, because I went to America, because I study computer science, because I study medicine, because my ability, now I have this money. But if you think because you went to school you have this money and this your money, did you ever think who gave you the eyes for you to see the screen of the computer? Who gave you the ability and give you the legs that you can walk to school? Who maintain you with all these facilities so you can earn the money? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as He telling us, قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ تُؤْتِي الْمُلْكَ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Oh Allah, you are the owner, and oh Allah, you are the one in charge of the whole dominion, the heaven and the earth. You give the kingdom to whom you please it, and you snatch it away from whom you please it. So it's a matter that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-mu'ti and He is also al-mani'. The same way He gives you, He can withhold and take away from you. The same way Allah gives you life, and also He will take life away from you. So Allah gives you rizq, gives you money, and also Allah capable to take the money back away from you. Therefore, it is very important that we try to carry the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our wealth, and will not to be min al-musrifin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, kulu washrabu ولا تسرفوا إنه لا يحب المسرفين. Eat and drink and don't waste your money, your wealth, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like the spendthrift. Allah doesn't like those who waste. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy that He creates the fruits, the vegetables, the water, the milk, everything for you, and He gives you a green light, they say, eat and drink. But there is limit. There is a limit. When you eat, there is a limit. And when you drink, there is a limit. Eat what is halal, and eat what is sufficient. Cook what you need, but don't cook and put in the trash. Also, don't, Allah said, and drink, but don't drink something haram, because this exceeding the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you go beyond the limits. Now you are not showing your gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now you're using this money against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes and order. So this, now you're going beyond the limits that Allah had bought it for you, and Allah said He doesn't like al-musrifeen. Allah doesn't like them. Allah hates them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts them a distance away from Him. So we're supposed to be doing things which is pleasing to Allah. So there is nothing wrong for you to eat, and Allah make it lawful for you to eat. There is nothing wrong for you to drink, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it lawful for you to drink. But don't exceed the limit of eating and drinking. Eat what is halal, and drink what is halal. And eat what you need, and eat what is sufficient, but don't cook and put in the trash. Don't buy for purpose of buying. Don't spend for purpose of spending, because you don't have anything else better to use your time or your money. So the only thing, do what? Let's go to the mall. Let's go to the shopping center. Let's buy this and buy that. And after this, in the end of the year, the attic is full with something, with things that you never even opened the boxes. Bring it down. Take this to the Salvation Army. Brothers and sisters, we need, especially in this time, to start to think about some of the people, some of the Muslims. Look what's happening in Lebanon as example. And don't assume that this could not happen to you. Some of these people are millionaires, some of them doctors, some of them engineers, some of them wealthy people. Look how their houses became like a pile of sand, a pile of rocks. Men and women and children, they do not even have a mat they can put it on the ground. They sleep on the ground. They are not even sleeping peacefully, because they hear the bombing over their heads. They could not sleep. And with some of the Muslims nowadays, they're spending their money, they don't know why they're spending it. And they're spending it in things that they're not supposed to be spending. And this is not the Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tests you. Allah is testing you with this money. He gave it to you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask you about it. Listen to the hadith which is reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, in the collection of Imam Muslim, rahmatullahi alayhi, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إن الله تعالى يرضى لكم ثلاثة ويكره لكم ثلاثة فيرضى لكم أن تعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا وأن تعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا ويكره لكم قيل وقال وكثرة السؤال وإضاعة المال. Indeed Allah the Almighty, He likes for you to do three things, and He hates to see you doing three things. Allah loves and hates. And the love of Allah and the hate of Allah in a manner that fits with His majesty. We don't know how, but we believe that there is certain action, and certain people, Allah loves them. And there is certain acts that are done by the human being that Allah hates, and Allah will hate the people who are doing these things. And you know, if Allah loves something, how Allah will reward the doer, and if Allah hates something, what He will do for the doer of it. What are these things that Allah loves? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see you to worship Him alone, to call in Him alone, to submit yourself totally to Him alone. And He loves that you do not associate. He doesn't want you to associate anything or anyone with Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to hold fast together with the robe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah wants you to be united, to be together, not communities, not masajid, not countries, not places, not people, not leaders. Allah loves to see Muslims holding fast to the book of Allah and stick together. Family need to stick together. Mosques need to stick together. Muslim so-called countries need to stick together. There is nothing called countries. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He loves to see the people to hold fast to the book of Allah and not to be divided. And Allah hates for you, He said, she said, too many questions and waste of the money. Some Muslims, they don't have anything better more than what the other people said, what is the other community said, what is the other masjid said, was these people talking about? Wasting their time in qila wa qal. He said, she said. What else? Too much questions about unnecessary things. Or kathrat al-su'al, too much begging. Asking, can you give me dollar? Give me $5. The next day can ask again, ask again, ask again. You need to work. You need to go and work. Banging in Islam is no good. Kathrat al-su'al. What else? Ida'at al-mal. Waste of the money. Waste of the money. It's haram. We see that some Muslims, the only, especially women, mostly this problem with women. Next week, a new fashion, they go buy it. The same skirt, the same blouse, the same headpiece, the same upper garment. The only thing is a little bit different. The split is not in the side, it's in the front now. So you go buy another one, $50, $60, no big deal. Now, next month, a new fashion. The khimar have a flower on it. She have many khimars. She will go buy another khimar. Spending money, spending money. Ida'at al-mal. Exceeding the limits. And also you found some Muslims, they have a serious problem about waste of money, especially about smoking cigarette. And to many Muslims, brother, this is only makruh. It's only makruh, it's this life. And it's sad to see young men, youth, young men, 2 and 3 packets a day. Subhanallah. If you see somebody take a dollar out of his bucket and take a cigarette lighter and light the dollar, ask him, is this haram or makruh? You don't need a dalil from the Quran. You don't need a dalil from the Sunnah. Somebody will take actually a dollar and he will burn it in front of you. With your own mother said, brother, haram alayk, ya brother, haram alayk. And he's not going to say, brother, show me verse in Quran. He knows it's haram to burn the money. But now it's makruh when you burn the dollar and burn your health. When you destroy your health, that's not haram now, this is makruh. Now this is making double haram. Blood coming to the mosque, if you come to the mosque, with a dirty mouth, bad smell, and the angels get disturbed. You're disturbing the angels and disturbing others. In the same time that some Muslims, some young men, spending about $10 a day smoking cigarette. People in Palestine, people in Somal, people in Lebanon, people almost everywhere, they could not find a clean water. They could not find a clean water to drink. While some Muslims, they don't know how to spend their money. This is haram, this is forbidden, this is not Islam. And the worst, and the bad thing, that some Muslims, the first time to see America. Now they have been in America. Now their money coming because he's a student. He's getting whatever he's getting every month. Now they're making parties. Now they go to 5 points. Drinking. Those are the representatives of Islamic country. Those are supposed to be the follower of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the people are supposed to come to America to get the kuffar da'wah. What kind of da'wah are we doing? Our money, because it comes easy, goes easy. Money coming in our hand. Do you know how much the value of a dollar? Do you know that some people work a whole hour to make $5? $5. And now the problem that we have, some young men, they having parties with girls and competition. So you can show your friend who can have a bigger party, can have more girls and have more drink. I would say to you Muslims, fear Allah in this money. And you have to understand that you're going to be questioned about this money. And it's not because the money coming easy for you. that he misused it. And don't think that what's happening to Lebanon could not happen to you, or can happen to your family, or can happen even to your country. There is nothing called no, could not. So we have to understand that this money in our hand is a trust. Is a trust, and we're going to be questioning about it. ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَئِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ. And indeed you will be questioned in the day of judgment about all the pleasures that you've been given in this dunya. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. أيها الإخوة الأفاضل، يا شباب محمد، يا سفراء البلد، بلد التوحيد، بلد الدعوة، إلى هؤلاء الذين أتوا إلى أمريكا وظهروا بما يرونه، إلى هؤلاء الذين أنعم الله عليهم بنعمة المال ويأتيهم بيسر وبدون تعب، اتقوا الله في هذه الأموال وهذه الدولارات التي تأتي إليكم بدون أي شهد، وتعطى لكم للدراسة لا للحفلات الساهرة الماجنة. وأصبح بعض الشباب، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله، ممن يظن أنهم أفضل من الآخرين، يعني في كما يقولون أضعف إيمان عندهم، يشرب السجائر، الدخان، 3 باكيتات في اليوم. اتقوا الله في صحتكم، اعلموا أن هذه أمانة، الصحة أمانة، والمال أمانة، والله سبحانه وتعالى سيسألكم عن هذا المال. لا تضيعوا أوقاتكم، أنتم شئتم هنا لغرض، وعليكم أن تجتهدوا فيما جئتم من أجله. وأصبح البعض يتبارى مع الآخرين في الحفلات الساهرة الماجنة وإحضار البنات والعياذ بالله وشرب الخمر. لا ينبغي لأتباع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والذين جاءوا من بلاد التوحيد أن يظهروا بهذا المظهر المسيء المشين. يجب عليكم أن تكونوا دعاء للإسلام، وأن تحفزوا الآخرين على حضور المسجد وطاعة الله تبارك وتعالى. اتقوا الله في أوقاتكم، اتقوا الله في صحتكم، اتقوا الله تبارك وتعالى في هذه الأموال، والتزموا بشرع الله تبارك وتعالى، كما يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، اتق الله حيثما كنت. واعلموا أن الله تبارك وتعالى مراقب عليكم ورقيب عليكم في كل حال وفي كل مكان. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying, was the meaning is: لا تزول قدم عبد يوم القيامة حتى يسأل عن 4: عن شبابه فيما أفناه، وعن عمره فيما أبلاه، وعن ماله من أين اكتسبه وفيما أنفقه. No human being will depart from the day of judgment until Allah questioning him about 4 things. Every human being Allah will ask him in the day of judgment, before you go right or left, you're going to be questioned about 4 things. You're going to be questioned about your life. You're going to be questioned about use. You're going to question about your property, your money. And you're going to be questioned about your knowledge of Islam. About money. وَيُسْأَلُ عَمْ مَالِهِ مِنْ أَيْنَ اكْتَسَبَهُ وَفِيمَا أَنْفَقَهُ. 2 questions. You'll be questioned about how did you earn the money, and how did he spend the money. You may get it from halal, but how did he spend it? Brothers, ancestors, remember that there is some Muslims nowadays, today, this moment, they could not find clean water to drink. They do not even have dirty water to drink. Why are you getting $1,500, $2,000 every month, doing nothing, for nothing, except you are a student. Fear Allah in this money. If you have extra money, this money should go for the poor people, for the needy people. Give it to the mosque, give it to somebody, assist somebody. Save it. Put it in your account in the day of judgment. When you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you're going to be under the shade of your sadaqah. When you give a charity, this charity will be a shade. Will be like an umbrella for you in the day of judgment. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that تَقْرُبِ الشَّمْسُ وَتَدْنُ مِنَ الرُّؤُوسِ حَتَّى لَا يَكُونْ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَ النَّاسِ إِلَّا مِقْدَارْ مِيلِ. So كُنْ فِي ظِلِّ صَدَقَتِكَ. لَا تَعْبَثُوا بِهَذِهِ الْأَمْوَالِ. اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَانْصَحُوا إِخْوَانَكُمْ. فالمؤمن للمؤمن مرآة أخيه. So we have to prepare ourselves. What we going to say to Allah in the day of judgment about our money. And we have to remember that you're going to be questioned, how did he earn the money? And how did he spend the money? And before I close again, I say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Indeed, Allah doesn't like those who waste. Don't waste money or time. And there is a beautiful word of wisdom, Sheikh Muhammad ibn صالح العثمين رحمة الله عليه السين. ومن الناس من يضيع المال ويضيع الوقت ويقول أن إضاعة الوقت هي أخطر وأضر من إضاعة المال لأن المال يأتي ويعود أما الوقت فيذهب ولا يعود رحمة الله عليه. That from wasting not only wasting money but also the time. And the Shaykh, may Allah send mercy in his soul, he said a word of wisdom, is saying, wasting your time worse than wasting your money. Because money, you can get it again. Money goes and comes, you can go and work again and make money. But time comes, when it goes, doesn't come back. When time goes, today is Friday. Where is Thursday? Thursday is gone. Yesterday is not coming again. But the dollar, you can go make another dollar. So we have to remember that the time is a capital. And the money is a blessing also from Allah. And we have to fear Allah in our time. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our money. And we have to understand that we're going to be questioned about our money. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask every one of us about our youth, our health, our money, our income. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your time and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your money. Again, my advice to my dear respected and youngest brothers who came from different countries to study in this country. Don't be beguiled by what you see. This is nothing but mirage. يحسبه الظمآن ماء كل ما ترونه إنما هو سراب ليس بحقيقة. هذه الأنوار وهذه الحفلات الماجنة وهذه السراب ما هو إلا سراب يحسبه الظمآن ماء حتى إذا جاءه لم يجده شيئا. احفظوا هذه الصحة التي تكرم الله عليه وأنعم بها عليكم. لا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما. Don't kill yourself. Allah say, don't kill yourself. Indeed, Allah most merciful towards you. When you smoking, you are killing yourself. But little bit by little bit. When you drinking this khamr and this whiskey and this haram stuff, you are killing, destroying your system inside. Little bit by little bit. I beg Allah's forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us grateful and thankful to His ni'mah. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us from the haram. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح.